Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ശ്രീ ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരി ഓം. ഓം വാസുദേവം രമാകാന്തം നത്വാ ലോകാക്ഷി ഭാസ്കരഃ കുരുതേ ജൈമിനയേ പ്രവേശായാർത്ഥ സംഗ്രഹം. വേദസ്യ ധർമ്മ പ്രതിപാദകത്വം. സോ വി സോ വാട്ട് ഇസ് വേദ, വാട്ട് ഇസ് ധർമ്മ. ഓക്കെ, വാട്ട് ഇസ് ധർമ്മ, വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദി നെസസിറ്റി ഫോർ ദിസ് ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ടു ബി ബിഗൻ, വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദി നെസസിറ്റി ഫോർ ദിസ് ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ടു be written, and then what is the lakshana for dharma, lakshana pramana bhyam vastu siddhi na pratijna matrena. That is another quote. Only through a lakshana and a pramana you can prove something, not just by pratijna. Pratijna is just by saying, oh, this is what it is. No, not by saying you cannot prove anything. വേദസ്യ ധർമ്മ പ്രതിപാദകത്വം. And now we have to prove this Veda is the means of right knowledge for dharma. Veda is the one which proves dharma, which is the means of the right knowledge for knowing about dharma. Because see, we say chodanaksha artho dharma, and what is dharma? We said yaga adireva dharma, yaga etc. are dharma, and yaga etc. what is yaga etc.? Yaga dana etc. we said dravya, jati, guna, we included all that also. Where do I gain knowledge of all this? What is yaga? I don't know. Because whatever laukika jnana, the worldly knowledge you have, you to understand the meaning of a word, you decipher a sentence by understanding the words. Now, this word, do the yaga, what is yaga? I don't know. Now I cannot perform it without knowing the meaning of that word yaga. So to understand that yaga, you have to understand shastra, shruti. So we have to understand that shruti is the only means of. Why not something else? Why not other than Veda? There are so many texts. Everyone call their religious texts spiritual texts. So scripture. So why not from them? So this is the reason. Nacha ചോദനലക്ഷ്യാർത്ഥോ ധർമ്മഃ ഇതി സൗത്രതല്ലക്ഷണ വിരോധഃ ചോദനാപരസ്യ വിധിരൂപ വൈദേ വേദൈകരു വേദൈകദേശ പരത്വാദിതി വാച്യം തത്രാപി ചോദനാശബ്ദസ്യ വേദമാത്ര പരത്വാദ് വേദസ്യ സർവസ്യ ധർമ്മതാത്പര്യത്വേന ധർമ്മ പ്രതിപാദകത്വാദ്. സോ ഹി ഈസ് നൗ ബ്രിംഗിംഗ് എ പൂർവപക്ഷി, എൻ ഓപ്പണന്റ്. ഹി ഈസ് ആസ്കിംഗ് ചോദന ലക്ഷണോ അർത്ഥോ ധർമ്മ. വാട്ട് ഇസ് ധർമ്മ? യാഗാദിരേവ ധർമ്മ. ദെൻ വി വെന്റ് അഹെഡ്, വി ഡിഫൈൻഡ് ദി ധർമ്മ. വേദ പ്രതിപാദ്യ, ഫസ്റ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ബി സംതിങ് വിച്ച് ഇസ് ഡോക്ടർ, വിച്ച് ഇസ് പ്രൂവൻ, വിച്ച് ഇസ് ഇൻജെക്ഷൻ ഓഫ് വേദ പ്രയോജനവത്, ആൻഡ് വിച്ച് ഷുഡ് ബി യൂസ്ഫുൾ, വിച്ച് ഷുഡ് ഹാവ് എൻ എഫക്ട്, and which should be a good thing for us. The result also should be a good thing for us. So that is dharma. Veda pratipadya prayodhanavat artho dharma. This is the definition we said. Now, the second sutra of Maharishi Jaimini is chodana lakshana artho dharma. He starts with this, chodana lakshana artho dharma. Now you say Veda Pratipadhyah Prayojanavat Artho Dharma, and Maharshi Jaimini says Chodana Lakshana Artho Dharma. There is a contradiction here. And Chuda Prerani, to prod. You already saw, in knowledge one cannot be prod, one cannot be prodden. And another problem is Sautratallakshana Virodaha. See here, chodana is not just prodding. If you say just because it is prodding, chodana, chuda prerane, to prod, to make you do, then it is not something which is the Vedas. That is not the main purport of Vedas. So what is that? Chodana here means Vedas. General, all Vedas. Chodana here is not just prodding, it is Vedas. Chodana padasya vidirupa vedaika desha paratvaditi vachyam. Because chodana pada is a What is the meaning of Chodana? Chodana padasya vidhirupa ekadesha varatvad. We are not. See, chuda prerana means to prod, to make you do. To make you do, what will make you do? Do it. What is that? Do it. Do it means you are made to do something. Meaning, there is an injunction, there is an order. Vidhi ling. Vidhi, let, lo, tavya, we already saw. These suffixes which are in moods and tenses, as in moods and tenses, these are used to make you do or not do. So if I take only that as the dharma, then the other part of Veda is not, it will not be dharma. What is the other part of Veda? See here, Vidhi ekadesha paratvat. Vidhi is one part of one section of Veda. Vidhi is not all that Veda is. And what is Veda? Tatrapi chodanasya Veda matra. Vedasya sarvasya dharma tatparya. Here Vedasya sarvasya he says. Vedasya sarvasya means all Vedas, meaning Yajurveda, Rigveda, all that. It is not just that. Here Vidhi rupa ekadesha tvat. He is asking, he is saying, just you are, when you say Chodana lakshana artha dharma, Chodana chuda prerane, to prod you, to make you do things, then the other section of Vedas are negated. What is the other section of Veda? We'll see. Vidhi, mantra, namadheya, arthavada, these are all other sections of Vedas. So they are all part of Vedas. So he says, you should not say that. If you think just by this lakshana, chodana lakshana artha dharma, he is limiting himself to, Jaimini Maharshi limits himself to this vidhi part. If you think like that, no. Because iti nachavachyam, there you have to connect it like that. Nachavachyam, don't say like that. In between is the Purapakshiswad. Siddhanti says, don't say like that. Why? Ratrapi chodana shabdasya veda matra parartvat. Because here also chodana does not just mean the root meaning chuda prerane. It means the whole of Vedas. Chodana means Vedas. Chodana means Vedas, not just to prod. So, Vedasya sarvasya, because Vedasya sarvasya dharma tatparivatvena dharma pratipadakatva. The whole of Vedas, all the Vedas, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Atharvaveda, Samaveda, all these Vedas are the vidhi, mantra, arthavada, namadeya, all these parts of Vedas. They are all, see Vedas, what is Vedas? You can understand this in many different ways. What is Vedas? Apurushaya vachyam Veda. Whatever is not written by Purusha is Veda. So this is the lakshana. Now from that angle also, Veda is to prove dharma. What is Veda? Second, first is apurushayam vachyam Veda, I said. Then what is Veda? Veda, mantra, brahmanayor, Veda, namadheyam. Mantra and brahmana portion is called as Veda. That is also Veda. What is Veda? Then, vidhi, this vidhi, mantra, namadheya, arthavada, etc. They are also Veda. So, from different angle if you see, Vedas, the same Vedas are presented in different ways. What is Veda? Mantra Brahmanayor Veda Namadehyam. What is Veda? Vidhi Mantra etc. are Vedas. What is Veda? Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Athar Veda, Sam Veda, Vedas. What is Veda? Apurushaya Vakyam Veda. So, this Veda, whatever we are talking about, whichever way you take, dharma tatparyavattena, they are there to prove the dharma. Therefore, dharma pratipadakatvat. Why is it? It has the tatparya, the essence there is to prove dharma. Therefore, it proves dharma, dharma pratipadakata. It is proving dharma, therefore it has tatparya in dharma only. Its idea is in dharma only. It is bound to dharma. Okay. Such a yaga. Now, what is dharma? We started. Yaga dineva dharma. From there we started again. Such a yaga. Again he brings in the same logic. Sasa yagadihi yajeta swarga kama ityadi vakyena swarga muddishya purusham vidhiyate. So, this yaga etc. whatever we saw, that yajeta swarga kama is understood by this vidhi vakya. Yajeta swarga kama yajeta. Yajeta swarga kama is swarga kama yajeta. One who desires to gain the swarga, heaven, he should have to perform this yaga, this oblation, fire sacrifice. Now, iti adi vakyena, through these vakyas, swargam uddishya, swarga kama yajeta is swargam uddishya purusham prati vidhiyate. It ordains, it commands the purusha, it gives injunction to the purusha, who desires to gain the swarga. Swargam undishya, to gain the swarga, this purusha, for him it is being vidhana. It is doing this, giving this injunction. Okay, if you desire swarga, you have to do this yaga. Tatha hi. Therefore, yajeta ityam ityatra asti amshadvayam yajidatuhu pratyascha. So, yajeta here has two parts. Yaji dhatuhu pratyascha. Yaj is dhatu, the root word, and the suffix pratyaya to create a mood or tense, which is pratyaya. Yaj plus suffix. Yaj plus pratyaya is yaj plus suffix. The root word yaj plus suffix. What does this root word mean? What does yaj mean? Yaja means Dev Puja Sangatikarana Yajana Dhanishu. Deva Puja, to do puja for the deities, worshipping the deities. For that also yaj is the root word. Sangatikarana, to collect things, for that also yaj is the word. Yajana, to do fire oblation, for that also yaj is the word. Dhanishu, to give alms, yaj is the root word. So for all this, yaj is the root word. This root word, yaj dhatu, plus the suffix ling, let, lot, tavya, whatever it can be, which ordains, which makes us do things. So these are two parts of the yajeta. And there also, pratyaye api asti amshadvayam. Pratyaya also has two parts. What is that? Akhyatattvam lingtvam cha. One is akhyatattvam. The other is lingtvam. Tatra akhyatam dashalakara sadharanam. Lingtvam punar lingamatram. So, akhyatam and lingtvam. Where does this akhyata reside and lingtva reside? Akhyatattva and lingtva, where does it exist? Akhyatattva, this whatever we say as akhyatattva, it exists in all the moods and tense. In all the moods and tense, lut, lit, lut, lit, lit, lot, lang, ling, ring, rung, all these places it exists. So, in all the 10, 11 moods and tenses, the akhyatamsha exists. But the ling amsha, that exists only in the ling. Vidhi, mantra, arthava, vidhi, namadeya, etc. Vidhi, nimantra, namantra, etc. is what there we see in the Vyakrana Sutra. For vidhi, nimantra, namantra, for all that, ling is the pratyaya suffix which is used. So, in that ling, late, lot, love, late, lot, tavya, etc. that also comes here when you say ling. In that, the link link to exists. The linkness exists. Akhyatanes exists in the moods and tense general. It is common for all the moods and tense. But linkness exists in the specific ling, in the specific tense only or mood. Now, what is akhyatamsha? What is akhyata part? What is akhyatanas? Akhyata is that which idea you gain from that pratyaya suffix. Idea it gives you. Okay, this makes it, this prods me to do this, etc. Because see, they say, why do you want to take akhyatattvam lingtvam cha? Only two in the pratyaya. From the pratyaya you can understand many things. Not just these two, akhyata and lingtva, that it is making me to do things, or this is to order. So this is not just the idea you gain from the pratyayas suffix. From the suffix you also gain the idea that whether this is singular, this is dual case, or is it plural. From the pratyaya itself you can understand, from the suffix itself you can understand whether it's singular, dual or plural, or whether it is first person, it is denoting the first person, second person or the third person. That also can be understood from the suffix itself. Then why not take that amsha also? Because that cannot be ordained. Understand, the akhyatattvam lingtvam, that can be ordained, but this 1, 2, 3 or singular, dual, plural, these cannot be ordained. It is prapta. That which is already attained cannot be ordained. That is exist. It is jnapaka, we say. It is not utpadaka, it is jnapaka. It is just reminder. It is not something which produces. The idea is like, see, Indriyarth Sannikarsham Janyam Jnanam Pratyaksham. For Pratyaksha, this is the Lakshana we saw in Tarka. Indriya Artha Janyikarsha Sannikarsha Janyam Jnanam. When the Indriya, sense organ, and the Artha, the sense object, when they meet, because of that meeting, there is a knowledge which arises, which is called the Pratyaksha. This is Utpadaka. The knowledge arises because of the meeting between the sense organ and the sense object. This is Utpadaka Karana. But there is another cause. That is, see, in the dark room, the pot exists. The sense organ also exists. But even though the pot and sense organ meet, they don't really give you any knowledge because it is dark. So there, a light, a lamp is a Jnapaka Karana. It reminds you, it brings in the meeting. It makes the meeting of the sense organ and the sense object eligible to give you the knowledge. That is Jnapaka Karana. Like that here also, this is not an Utpada Karana, it is just a Jnapaka Karana. It just reminds you of the knowledge which exists. Lingtvam Akhyatvam. See, Lingtvam and Akhyatvam, here also you have to understand that since, why do you want to enter into this kind of discussion? First you have to understand this. Why are we interested in discussing the pratyaya, the suffix? Because it is necessary here to discuss this, because in the world, see, Loka Vedha Adhikaranam, there is a adhikarana, there is a portion, there is a topic in the Purimimamsa, Loka Vedha Adhikaranam. In the end it comes like in the world, you have to do things in the Vedas also. Whatever the knowledge you gain in the world, that's what is the knowledge in the Vedas also. It should not be contradicted like that. Now, when you say Ejeta, you will not be able to gain the knowledge of Vedata. In the Veda, if it is said caught, pot, then whatever caught, pot in the Jagat, in the worldly knowledge you have, that is what is expressed there also. So, there is no difference between the caught, pot in the Veda or the caught, pot in the world. But Yajeta, where do I gain this knowledge of Yajeta? I will not be able to do. What is Yaga? I will not be able to gain this knowledge from the world. For that only Shastram Eva Pramanam, Shastram Eva Sharanam. You have to surrender yourself to Shastra to understand the knowledge of Yajeta.